Between 1840 and 1900, there was lots of farming going on in Wisconsin. In 1860, it was the year of the largest wheat harvest in Wisconsin. However, the wheat farmers did not become loggers because in the 1860s, there was quite a bit of damage to the wheat farming, and chinch bugs damaged the wheat. So some farmers who really wanted to grow wheat, they moved west. The ones that stayed turned to other crops like oats, hay, corn, potatoes, tobacco, hops for beer, obviously, and dairy. Of course, in the middle, late 1860s was the Civil War also. So that brings us to the logging industry. If you're not mining anymore and your wheat is not growing anymore and you have to shift gears, there became an opportunity to become a lumberjack. So between 1840 and the 1900s were logging years in Wisconsin. Plus, thousands more settlers were coming. They needed lumber to build homes, barns, schools, stores. People from cities like Chicago and St. Louis also bought lumber from Wisconsin logging companies. I just love that log schoolhouse. It looks like you'd be freezing in there if you were a one-room school teacher in that log schoolhouse. Settlers and loggers chose white pines, which we had in our state. Very, very tall, beautiful white pines. Tall, they were tall and straight. They were easy to cut with hand tools. It's a soft wood. They made sturdy walls and floors. And does anybody know the really huge reason why they chose white pine? He did this. This gentleman did this. I'm assuming you don't mean flying. They floated. Yes, they float. White pine logs float in water. We have water. We have white pine. We have water. This works out beautifully for people who wanted to log in Wisconsin. I love this picture too because those guys don't look very old. They're young. They look young and ready to get to work. By 1855, logging and milling became important industries. And by 1871, Wisconsin led the nation in lumber production. Look at this picture with the giant tree stump. Huge. Wisconsin's trees were important to the state's timber industry, and our state provided lumber for many. All right, what was a logging camp? I've done this talk with students, and that when I say the word camp, they think camp. You know, like crafts, s'mores, sleepover. It's not that kind of a camp. Logging camps were work camps. It was not for fun. Work camps in forests where loggers worked and lived during the winter. I had students ask me, why the winter? Well, the frozen ground made it easier to move the logs, and animals could pull a sled full of logs over the snow without worrying about mud and water and ruts in the road. Also, some farmers were available to work in the winter, and there were no insects. We know about mosquitoes and insects here in the summer, so in the woods in the winter, there were no insects that bothered the people or the animals. Typical buildings in the camp were a bunkhouse, an outhouse, a cookhouse, the blacksmith shed, a barn, and a storage shed. This picture shows a typical setup for an early logging camp. A timber cruiser would go on ahead and figure out where a camp could be placed. And you can see the river in the background there. It needed to be near water. And then later on, if a camp was going to be more permanent and larger, they made more permanent structures. This one, at the beginning, they were clearly not meant to be lasting a long time. They were wood with tar paper roofs. In early logging camps, most lumberjacks did a variety of jobs, but as the camps became larger, each person was assigned to one job, which helped the camp run smoothly. These are dish pans at the Rhinelander Pioneer Park Historical Complex. The logging crew. Chopping down trees and cutting them into logs was dangerous, hard work. And I love all of these pictures. If you are interested in finding and looking at more pictures from logging era, there are lots of images on the Wisconsin Historical Society website. The typical jobs in a camp were the foreman, who was the boss. He kept order among the lumberjacks. The cook planned and prepared all the meals, and the cookie was the cook's assistant, hauled water and wood, got things ready. They ate three big meals a day, and typically they were not allowed to talk while they were eating because eating was for eating, and then you had to get back to work. So very large amounts of food, and then you just ate and you left. It wasn't a social time. if you were too far away from camp in the woods, sometimes the cook and cookee would bring lunch to you in the woods. So you took a little bit of a break, ate your lunch, and got back to work.